Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Michel Foucault's. Sophie, I'll be honest, I finished this book and felt like I'd been hit by a truck in the best way.
Right? It's dense, but it completely reframes how you think about mental illness. The big idea is that madness doesn't have a fixed meaning. It's whatever each society decides it is.
Exactly. And Foucault starts way back in the Middle Ages with leprosy. There were all these leper colonies across Europe, but when leprosy faded, the structures stayed. They just needed new people to fill them.
So the mad became the new lepers. The need to exclude didn't disappear, it just found a new target. And during the Renaissance, madness was almost celebrated. The fool in Shakespeare was the one who told the truth.
Yeah, there's this image of the ship of fools, these boats that would carry mad people from town to town. They were wanderers, almost sacred. But then, boom, the age of reason hits, and everything changes.
The Great Confinement. In 1656, Paris opens the Hôpital Général, which isn't a hospital at all. It's a prison for the poor, the unemployed, criminals, and the mad. Everyone thrown together.
And a reason? Idleness. With capitalism rising, if you weren't working, you were morally failing. The mad were seen as lazy, not sick, so they got locked up and forced to labor.
That's the key shift. Madness stops being a spiritual condition and becomes a social problem. The mad are treated like animals, chained, beaten, and exhibited. Because if you've lost reason, you've lost your humanity.
It's brutal. But then at the end of the 18th century, along comes Philippe Pinel, who famously strikes the chains off the mad at Bicêtre. We're taught that he's the hero who brought compassion.
Foucault says, not so fast. Pinel replaces physical chains with something more subtle. He creates the moral treatment, the asylum as a kind of family, with a psychiatrist as the father figure.
Right. Now the mad are supposed to confess their failings, submit to discipline, work, and pray. It's not punishment, it's normalization. But they're still being controlled, just in a more psychological way.
And that control is built on silence. In the Renaissance, the mad could speak. Their words were heard as prophecy. In the classical age, they were locked away and ignored. In the modern asylum, their words are only heard as symptoms.
The psychiatrist speaks for them. Foucault says psychiatry isn't a science. It's a moral enterprise dressed up in medical language. The categories of mental illness reflect the values of the age.
That doesn't mean suffering isn't real, but how you experience madness depends on your culture. A Renaissance madman and a modern one live in completely different worlds.
And Foucault's point is that we should listen to the mad, not just diagnose them. They have something to teach us about the society that excluded them. Their difference reveals our own limits.
The takeaway for me is that the line between sane and mad is drawn by history, not nature. It could be drawn differently, and that's both terrifying and liberating.
Yeah, and honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So madness is a mirror. It shows us what our society fears and values. And that's the real subject of this book, not madness, but civilization. We'll see you in the next one.